A well-known landmark of rural Orange County, Mapleview Farm was run by the husband and wife pair, Bob and Chris Nutter, for more than 50 years before their deaths in 2019 and 2015, respectively. The Nutters granted the Triangle Land Conservancy a conservation easement over the farm in 1995, which prohibits the construction of new buildings and structures in the designated area that aren't for the sole purpose of agriculture. Union Grove's acquisition of the farm in 2022 was subject to this easement. Since buying the land, Bolin has established a vineyard on the property and has committed to the goal of regenerative agriculture, even opening a center for regenerative agriculture to educate visitors on the benefits of these practices. The area is also within the Orange County Rural Buffer Zoning District, which prohibits most commercial and industrial activities in order to preserve locations for rural residential development and agricultural uses. While state law exempts farm-related activities from county zoning rules, this does not apply to non-farm-related land uses, even if they're taking place on farmland. Agritourism activities only qualify for the exemption if the farm setting is essential to the activity, rather than just being incidental. The community group Defend Mapleview Farm aims to stop Bolin's development plans, which they feel would ruin the local character. Dirk Carter, who owns a nearby farm and who grew up as a neighbor of the Nutters, laid out the specific requests of the group regarding the county government's consideration of the development plans.
We hope they continue to protect the agricultural uses that it promotes in that area, along with the low-density residential development that has occurred. We hope they don't undermine Triangle Land Conservancy's efforts to actually protect agricultural uses that have occurred on Mapleview Farm and implement the wishes of the Nutter family.
One of the main complaints of the speakers was that the Orange County Planning Director issued an advisory statement in November saying that a proposed 2,500-seat amphitheater would qualify as agritourism, despite having previously issued an advisory statement saying the opposite 8 months earlier. Other controversial parts of the proposal were a distillery, 10 casitas, and a 40-room hotel with a restaurant. Carter said he felt it was laughable the extent to which Union Grove has tried to categorize every activity as agritourism, and explained that one of the hallmarks of this category is generally having the same types of liabilities as regular farming practices.
It's a 40-room hotel. He talks to the neighbors, calling it a Hyatt on occasion. But you know, in the submittal, it's a farm stay. The amphitheater in the latest submittal has become a farm stage. Instead of a 2,500-seat amphitheater, I just pose the question whether a 2,500-seat amphitheater next to a distillery with a bar at night on country roads is the same liability as growing grapes. It's not.
Of the attendees who commented during the Q&A session, nearly all voiced disapproval of the development plans with varying degrees of anger. One exception was Ann Shy, a Carborough attorney whose family has lived and farmed in the area for 45 years. Shy defended Bolin, whom she knows personally, and advocated for dialogue and compromise.
I know Greg, this wealthy monster that is kind of being demonized. He's a really awesome human being. I'm in support of this, but I hear all the injury and insult in the room, and I believe it. I heard what you said, that you don't know how to be a farmer in the area, and I'm thinking, oh, wouldn't it be good if this was an opportunity for you to grow stuff and have a good person to sell it to? These are going to be jobs, and are they going to be good jobs?
Amy Cannon, a daughter of the Nutters, also stood up and spoke as an attendee. A mention of her parents drew immediate applause from the crowd as, referencing their memory, she emotionally thanked everyone who was working to preserve the character of the farm.
This has broken my heart. This is wrong. He is abusing it with his money. And my question is the law going to prevail or is the money?
Though the County Board of Adjustment hearing on this issue was originally scheduled for June 11th, the county has since canceled that date and has yet to announce a new one. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Crosby.